Here we go. Chatos v'oshem vadim chapim. Chatos and oshem v'oshem vadai. Chatos kamo v'oshem vadai mechapim. Misa, all the different forms of atonement. Misa v'yom kippur mechapim. Im hatashuba misa and yom kippur is mechapim only with misa and v'yom kippurim mechapim im hatashuba only together with teshuva. Teshuva. Mechaperes alaveres kalos alasei vialois asei vial hachamuros who toile teshuva only when it comes to averes chamuros it holds the person in a state of suspension who toile ad sheyovo yom kippur v'yechaperes a person aver chamura and he does teshuva it's toile until yom kippur comes around ha'imer echete a person says I will sin v'oshuv echete v'oshuv ein maspikim b'yodel lasos teshuva unbelievable gemara. Mishnah, a person says, I'm going to do an Aveira. And no worries, I will do Teshuvah. And he says, Nochamol, so it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not provide him with the opportunity to do Teshuvah. Next, Echet, I will sin, Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Averish Ben Adam Lachamol Mokam, Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Averish Ben Adam Lachaver, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ad Sheiratz Es Chaveroi. Dorash Rabbi Eloz Ben Azariah, Mikol HaKatasechim Lefnei Hashem B'Taru, all of your sins before Hashem will be cleansed. Averis. Shabin Adam Lamokim Gibur Machaper, Averish, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, Ein Yoim Machaper, Machaper, Achiratzes Chaveroi, until Yimratzim. Omar of Yakiva, Shrechem Yishol of Nemiata, Atem Mitarem, Mi Mitaresrem, Avichem Sheba Shemaim Shnemar, Vizarakti Alechem Maim Tahadim with Artem, Vimer Mikve Yishol, Hashem, the Mikve of Yishol is a Mikve Yishol. What is Mikve of Yishol? Hashem, Ma Mikve Mitares Atmeim, Avakalashrochu Mitares Yishol, Oshem Vadai in. One second, please. Okay, weiter. Oshom Vadai in. Oshom Toloi. It says in the mission, Oshom Vadai is Mechaper. Oshom Toloi is not Mechaper. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Oshom Vadai in. Oshom Toloi loi. Vakapar Ksivik Bey. But it says the word Kaparda by an Oshom Toloi. The Gemara says no. Hanach those mechaper kapor gemura. Oshem tolui einem mechaper kapor gemura. It's not mechaper kapor gemura. Rashi v'sikasha chol kapor ksibe v'chibur olov hakoyin al shigosa shechota. B'yoshem tolui ksibe. It says in the pasuk beferish that oshem tolui is mechaper. So the Gemara says next Rashi. Oshem tolui einem mechaper kapor gemura. Ela toile lohagin olov min hayisudim ad sheyivod aloy shevade chota v'yavichatos. The only thing that Oshem Tali does that prevents a person from receiving punishment until he finds out for sure that he did the Avera. And when he finds out for sure he did the Avera, then he brings a real carbon to Mechaper. Next. Inami or Hanach Ein Achar Mechaper Hanach Ein Achar Mechaper Kaparosan. There is nothing else. The mechaper kaparosan oshem tolui acher mechaper kaparosan. It comes from oshem vada. You're done. There's nothing more that needs to be done. When it comes to oshem tolui, there's something that needs to be done. The tznan chay vechatois v'ashamis vadoim she'ov aleim yom kippurim chayovin ashamis tuluyin piturin. So let's explain over here. Rashi over here says, Piturin, the Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Alehen V'tayim Mefarsh B'Kresos. So let's know one. Inam in other words, Hanach Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparosan. Oshem Tolui Acher Mechaper Kaparosan. This is not Chayvei Chatois V'Hashamos V'Adoin She'over Alein Yom HaKippurim Chayavin. The person didn't have it. Let's say the person was Mechal Shabbos. Lu Yitzuya. A person was Mechal Shabbos, yeah? And now it's a week before Yom Kippur. And he does not have the opportunity to bring Korban Chatos for the Chol Shabbos. And now Yom Kippur passes. And now it's Yom Kippur is over. Is he still chayiv to bring a Korban Chatos for the Chol Shabbos that took place before Yom Kippur? Absolutely. Just because you pass through Yom Kippur does not exempt you. Yom Kippur is not going to atone for the Korban Chatos. But if a person is chayiv to bring a Korban Oshem Tolui, and then Yom Kippur passes, he does not bring the Oshem Tolui. You hear that, Chiddush? You know that?
You mean even if he doesn't know what that he did something wrong.
Right. The Yom HaKippurim takes the place as the Asham Tali. Nachemol, it's not the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. Chayvei chatois v'ashamos v'adoin she'ovar aleihen Yom HaKippurim chayovin ashamos tuluyin peturin. If a person was supposed to bring a carbon Asham Tali before Yom Kippur, and then, for whatever the reason, he was unable to do so, and now Yom Kippur has passed, he does not bring an Asham Toli. Yom Kippurim, it acts in the place of an Asham Toli. It's an amazing Zach. Asham Yom HaKippurim serves for a person the same function as an Asham Toli. This is a Yisoid in Yom HaKippurim. The Yisoid is, that's Taka why it says, that's what Rashi, that's when you go back to that Rashi, Rashi the Bordik Zach. Rashi Chokaporik Sivbe, the first Rashi, after the Gemara begins, this is an amazing Rashi. I don't know if Shuli is going to say this in the Shir. You have to listen. He says here, "V'chiper olav ha'koyen al shegigosa shashogag." The ikur kapara that it says, ikur kapara that it says by Kurbanis is written by the Hashem Tolui. "V'chiper olav ha'koyen al shegigosa shashogag be'Hashem Tolui k'siv," because Hashem Tolui is Yom HaKippurim. Asham Toli is just a minor Yom HaKippurim. It comes Yom Kippur, a person doesn't know what's Tutzach in Shemayim. He doesn't know where he's holding. Yom HaKippurim is Megin from the Yisurim until the person, he steps up to the plate and he perfects himself. He becomes a better person. He molds himself in the image of Rabbi Sholim and Shlita. He has to come to realize greatness. He has a model of greatness. Rabbi Sholim, this is what he has to do. And until he comes to that point, Yom HaKippurim is Megan. Vayit in the Gemara. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misav Yom HaKippurim Mechapim Mimah Teshuva. Death is not enough. Death and Yom HaKippurim need Teshuva. A person has to say, Vidui Shriv Meira. Fact the Gemara, im ha teshuva in b'fnei atzmo loy. Does that mean that death does not do the whole job? Name, let us say the loy k'rabbi Rabbi the Tanya Rabbi Omer al kol averos shabbat Torah bein osa teshuva bein loy osa teshuva yoy makibur mechaper chutz except mi porek oil and megale ponim atoyra. A person's megale ponim atoyra. He says nonsense. He says krumkeit. So this Yom HaKippur is not mechaper umefer bris basar. A person does not do a bris milah shim osa teshuva Yom HaKippur mechaper vim loy osa teshuva ein Yom HaKippur mechaper. But what did he say? Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that when it comes to all other averos, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper afilu biloy teshuva. Isn't that very good to know this thing? Yom Kippur, you can come and you can just relax. It's just the Itzumay Shel Yoim does the whole job for you, except for Bris Milah, and except for Megala Panim HaTorah, and except Parag Ol. Basically, those three things is basically Kol HaTorah Kula. Megala Panim HaTorah means basically Krumkeit, Bris Milah Shmir Sabris, and Prik HaSol is every other Avera. So, I mean, what is the Gemara really coming to tell you over here? What stuff can mean? Vaita, the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. Filtimra, Rabbi, Teshuva ba'aya Yom HaKippurim. You don't understand what he said. Teshuva ba'aya Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim loy ba'aya Teshuva. When it says in the Mishnah that you need to have Teshuva, it was not saying in the Mishnah that Yom HaKippurim needs Teshuva. No. Yom HaKippurim does not need Teshuva. But if a person, it's not yet Yom HaKippurim, and he does Teshuva, Teshuva alone is not going to help. Teshuva will still need Yom HaKippurim, but Yom HaKippurim will do the whole thing even without Teshuva. Okay, it's tremendous chesed, very big, great leniency, obviously. What does Rashi over here say? Rashi over here says, Chutz miparik ol, koyfei b'kadosh baruch hu, that's called parik ol, and megala ponim b'toyra, doresh es ha-toyra l'gnai. So what does it mean? Megala ponim? It means you say a krum of art, you say a daf yom yishir, and you say nonsense? No, it means a person is doresh l'gnai, kigod menashe shahoye doresh b'agodosh al doifi. Criticize. When you criticize, why did it say in the Torah this? It should have said that. Had I wrote the Torah, I would have done a better job. That's called Megalapanim. And Mefer Bris Abasa Mila Und man sagt, dass Schwurz, Jalle, Flamme, Kreu, weiten, die man nichts mehr nicht mehr, wie in der Schuhe, ich habe es alles schon so well, ich habe alles gesagt, hast du alles gesagt, ich habe alles gesagt, in mein Bayer, what is the Chiddisch? Alles gesagt, es ist mich kommen, Madach, es ist mich kommen, alles gesagt, es ist so, es ist mich kommen, ich habe es gesagt, aber ich habe es gesagt, ich habe es gesagt, ich habe es gesagt, it means an assay, and it means not a regular lois assay, it's mechaber on a lois assay, shenitik le'assay, like noiser, lois so sidu mimenu ad boiker, v'ha noiser, mimenu ad boiker, v'ish tisroifu, v'lo v'ya lois assay, gomu frekting, what does that mean? So over here, the only thing that's going to be mechaber, teshuvah is going to be mechaber dafka, and assay, and a lois assay, nitik le'assay, but that implies that teshuvah is not mechaber on a lois assay, greida, v'la lois assay, gomu loy, v'ra minhu, we have a contradiction. It says here, Elu hein kalos, these are the kalos, asei, v'lois asei, chutz, milois sisa. So it says here, beferish, it was called a kal, which teshuvah is mechaper, even a lois asei, and the only lois asei that teshuvah alone is not mechaper is, lois sisa, eshem, hashem, elokecho lashav. That's a davar chamor, milois sisa. Lois sisa, so there we have a kasha. We over here said that we said over here that we said over here that it's mechaper. Rashi over here says milchus milois sisa. Kosal kadaitach mishum dechsev lo yinakeh, because it says in the pasuk lo yinakeh. So for this, teshuvah is not going to help. Teshuvah is not going, but it implies that this is the only exception. But for all other lois asays, teshuvah alone will help. But you just told me one moment ago that teshuvah does not mechaper for a lois asay. It's only mechaper for an asay and a lois asay and an asay hanit and a lois asay hanitically asay. But for a regular lois asay, it's not mechaper. Here it says it's mechaper. The Gemara gives a gewaltig answer. Loisisa v'chol d'dami lei. No, in a chanami. Loisisa is just one example, but the truth is teshuva is not mechaper for anything that is similar to lois sisa, and that basically includes everything. Behold, the dami lei lois sasei gomur. So the movie here on Daf Peivav is teaching you a principle, that you should never forget. It was kedai today to wake up in the morning for me to come to this moment in time to be here with these two holy people, Rabbi Shalimin and Rabbi Shalimin, was to learn this principle that lois sisa is the machus, is the dogma, the prototype, it is the model. It is the paradigm of a loy sasei gomor. Okay, there are all different types of loy saseis. There's a loy sasei gomor and a loy sasei she'enu gomor. There's an asei, a loy sasei hanitically asei. There are many madrigot of loy saseis. This is called the loy sasei gomor. Now, the more we hold to loy sachsoim shor bedishoi. I forgot, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara talks about that's also a dogma of a loy sasei. A prototype. We want to, you know, use in the laboratory, like the word poal, the shurish, the peah poal, the ayin poal, the lamed poal. What's with Orlean, by the way? How's he doing? Yeah, I don't see them around anymore. Vita.
You don't see them around where? Where would you normally see them around?
Across the street. I used to see him. I used to see him sitting on his porch. The car was in the driveway. They're not around, I don't know, they disappeared. Vaita. Chutz mi loy sisa, loy sisa v'chol domi lo. Toshma, come in here. Rabbi Yudai Meir, kol shu mi loy sisa ulamata. Rabbi, there's anything with mi loy sisa ulamata, teshuva mechaperes. So, mi loy sisa ulamayla, teshuva toila. Anything that's loy sisa ulamata, the Gemara is going to explain what this means in one moment. Loy sisa ulamata, teshuva is mechaperes. Mi loy sisa ulamala, teshuva tluya. Doing teshuva is not going to be enough. It's only going to suspend the punishment. The Yoim HaKippurim, the holy day, is mechaper. So, what's the kasha? It says here beferish, let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here says, v'chol, no, there is no Rashi. And basically, the kasha over here is anything that's mi loy sisa ulamala. It says over here in this kol shu milosa say ulamata teshuva mechaperes milosisa ulamala teshuva tel aviv mechaper. So therefore, what do you see? This bedaf the same exact kasha. It's mashma. Only thing that we are discussing is loisisa, but all other loisaseis, then teshuva is going to be mechaper. We're coming here to make a distinction from anything that is milosisa. Anything that is milosisa, kol shu milosisa ulamata. Teshuvah's mechaperes, miloisisa ulamala, What does it mean l'olamala? What does that expression mean l'olamata? So let me go over here, turn to the mefarish on the side of the mesifta, and he explains the word over here. Anything that is melesisa ulamata means kaloimar kal mimenu. We're going asay veloisase. Anything that's below a loisase, which means an asay, and a, now here's the kasha. And a regular, here's the anything that's lamata means all types of loisases. All types. In other words, in this piece of Gemara is much more powerful than the previous piece of Gemara. Because in this piece of Gemara, we're saying that anything that is lamata miloisisa. Don't give me the answer that loisisa v'choladamile. Because since we're using the term lamata, below, that means an asay is below, and also means a regular loisase that is not loisisa. That teshuva is mechaper. We just said before that teshuva is not mechaper on a regular loisase. Here it says if you are below the rank of loisisa, meaning you are a loisase. You are a loisase. It's just that you're not loisisa, teshuva will be mechaper. And then it says anything that's loisisa ulamata, which means loisisa itself, and what else? Chayve kresus and misas bezdin. That teshuva is not mechaper. So let's clarify. We have here a braisa. The braisa, anything that is more chomor, lamala, teshuva is not mechaper. What do you call more chomor? Kores, misas bezdin. Anything that's below kisis, losis, Hashem Hashem, teshuva is mechaper. What is below? An asay, and also a regular lois asay. Teshuva will be mechaper in and of itself, by itself. That's a direct contradiction to what we learned in the previous Amud that taught us that a regular loisase teshuva is not mechaber. Nachmol was the Gemara. Toshma, here's the Gemara's kasha. Toshma, lefish, I lost the place over here. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda, Emer kol shu miloisisa ulamat a regular loisase teshuv mechaperes. Miloisisa ulamala teshuva toila v'yoyim hakipurim mechaper and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Okay, so therefore, we have a kasha because it's mashma that a regular loisase is below losisa, and that teshuva is mechaper. And we learned previously that it's not mechaper. And for the Gemara kasha, loisisa v'chol de domi lo le. No, the only thing that we're calling lamata is an asay. And when we say loisisa ulamala, which means kores, misas bezin, and every single loisase gomor like loisisa. Basically the same answer we said before. Just the answer now that we're saying here is that lamata means an asay, or a loisase hanitically asay. But anything that is doime to loisisa shem Hashem elokecha lashav, which we're calling here a loisase gomor, teshuv is not mechaper. Just like it's not mechaper for Misas Bezdin and for Chayvei Kresos. Next. Toshma. Now we go to next halacha. Next kasha. Lefi Shnemar, Bechorev. It says Bechorev Teshuva. What's that? That's mine? No, I don't know what that was. Toshma. What? It was you? Toshma. Lefi Shnemar. It says in the Pasuk, Bechorev. Teshuva, it says by Matan Torah. What does it say? B'chorev? It says li'achem ayso egwon. It says chorev. Chorev refers to where? Har Sinai. Chorev. It says the words teshuva. Rashi. Yes, it says b'chorev. What does it say b'chorev? Rashi. Lacha ha'maisa egel kesha'ola Moshe l'spala leyem ulakama mefarshu. When Moshe went to Shemayim to be mespala teshuva, and Hashem gave him the 13 yugim mitrachim. Hashem Hashem, kil rachum v'chanun, erech hapayim v'rav chesed v'yemes, nilce chesed lo alafim, nilce ov v'fesh v'chato'o, v'na'kei. Okay, Hashem will forgive. V'na'kei yochel af loisisa, imo, and I will think that also Hashem forgives for Loisisa Shema Hashem Hichlashov Imohen Tamuloymar. It says in the Ten Commandments, Loisisa Shema Hashem Hichlashov Ki Lo Yinake Eis Asher Sisa Eshemoy Lashov. So look at that. In the Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachamim, it says Vinake. That's number 13, right? You're Baal Kriya. You say Hashem Hashem Vayavar Hashem Alpam.
Vayikra.
Hashem Hashem Kilrachum Vichan Erech Apar Rav Chesed Yemis Noitze Chesed Lo Alef Nos Elu Vefeshu Vechato Vinake. So Vinake is number 13. It's the last one. Hashem forgives, but it says in the Ten Commandments, Loisisa Eshem Hashem Lekechol Shem Kilo Yisa Hashem Eis Asher Kilo. What is it? Kilo Sisa Hashem Eis Asher Yisa Shemoy Lasha. Ki lo yinake Hashem. Ki lo yinake Hashem. Hashem will not forgive. So you see that loisiso is an exception to the yud gimel midois horachamim. That is what the Gemara is coming to suggest. Vinake yochel af loisiso imam tamalama lo yinake yochel af sh'or chai ve'ilav. Maybe when it says other chai ve'ilav, Hashem will not forgive. Lavim ke tamalama es shemoi. Ki lo yinake Hashem eis asher siso es shemoi. Other loisas says are not called shemoi. A person wears shatnez. He's not taking Hashem's name. Shemoi hu dule in the menake. Avo menake shor chavi lavin. So therefore, what do you see over here? You see over here that this braisa clearly holds that loisiso is unique. Loisiso is in a category of loisas say by itself. L'mayin afkamina. Kasha, because now it says that the only thing which teshuvah is not mechaper is only for loisisa, which implies all other loisaseis teshuvah alone is mechaper. How then can you say that teshuvah is not mechaper for a loisase? And you can't go give me the answer that when it says just like that, when it says that the teshuvah is not mechaper for loisisa, loisisa is called the domile. You see, that's not so. We don't make that distinction. So the Gemara says, you're right. You got me. You got me. You put me into a corner. You got me. And the only solution is go nuclear. Nuclear, we have to make it a machlekes tanoim. You got me. This Tana is indisputable. He holds that loisisa is ilav bifnei atzmai. It's in the category by itself, which implies all other loisaseis Teshuvah is mechaper alone. You got me. But guess what? I have on my side another Tana. And the other Tana will be my hero. He will be the one that I will attach myself to, and I will survive on his coattails. Vaita. Moriah says, Tanoihi, the Tana Nebraisom, Almo, Teshuvah mechaperes. Here in this bride says, Alase, Vialoisase, Shinidigliase. Okay, Vialmo, Teshuvah. So here this braisa clearly says that, it says clear like what you said, that it's only mechaper and asein the loisa in the lase, but a regular loisa asei, teshuva is not mechaper. V'yalma teshuva toile, v'yalma gipur mechaper, al kresos, v'yal misas bezdin, v'yal loisa asei gomor. So in a chanami, so here I have a fairish braisa that supports my approach to teshuva, that teshuva is not mechaper on a loisase gomor, but it is mechaper. But the other brice that we learned, the other things that we learned above on top of this page, the three examples that we learned, lemaskana, we can say that those brices hold that the only type of loisase which teshuv is not mechaper is going to be on kisi, on loisisa. But all other types of loisases, it is mechaper. Shuv is mechap, okay? So the Gemara's maskon is, if someone's going to stop you, they're going to ask you, Shlomi Rabinowitz, what did you learn tonight? What did you learn tonight? What did you accomplish? What Torah has filled up your mind, occupied your mind? What has possessed you? It's the machlekes, the Gemara's maskon, everything we learn over today is machlekes tanoim. If a person commits a loy sa'ase gomor, with the exception of loisisa, a loy sa'ase gomor, and he does teshuvah, is the teshuvah complete? Is the atonement complete? Or does the teshuvah, the most the teshuvah can do is be toile to protect him until Yom HaKippurim, and the Itzumay Shel Yoyim will finish off the job. This is a machloikis tanoim. It's a machloikis tanoim. But everyone will admit that the prohibition of losisa eshem Hashem elokecha lashav teshuva alone will not atone. Everyone will admit that for this prohibition of losisa eshem Hashem elokecha lashav, he must wait for the Yom HaKippurim, the Itzuma Shel Yoyim, or the Yom HaKadosh, and wait for that day to come and to bring cleanliness to his soul for the violation of the terrible avera of taking Hashem's name in vain. Okay, are we good with this?
Okay.
And we've also learned this principle that we should never forget, is that according to one opinion, Leisisa is the prototype. It is the dogma. It is the model for all Leisases, where it's gomor. There is no nitik la'asei. There is nothing you can possibly do to reverse. There's no din. A person says Hashem's name. Oh, I made a mistake. I want to take it back. There's no din of toich kidei dibur when it comes to the Shem Hashem. Under the chuppah, a person says to a scholar, Harei at mikudesh asli b'tabas zu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. And toich kidei dibur, he says, I changed my mind. I changed. I don't want to remarry. I changed my mind. Can he take it back? What would you say? Why not? It's not Hashem's name. But Chazal said the nusach of kedushin is miloshon mikudeshes. What does it mean mikudeshes? You know, there's a horrible mistake in the art scroll. Our art scroll Siddur. I have to send them an email. You know how they translate the harei mikudeshes? Harei at, you are mikudeshes. You are consecrated to me. In the art school city that's been around now for 30 years, it says there in big bold letters, you are consecrated to me. This is an...
Which means separated.
What?
Which means separated.
Not separated, you're holy. Consecrated.
No, consecrated doesn't mean holy.
Yes, it does.
What's a kadesha?
Oh, that's the problem. They made a terrible mistake. You're designated.
No, what's a kadesha? Is
a woman person? A woman who is designated for zunus, gili arayos.
Designated.
Exactly. So how in the world could they translate the word mikudesh as consecrated?
Consecrated means designated.
No, it doesn't. Consecrated means holy. Go look it up online. Consecrated means holy. Holy. It is a horrible mistake. It means designated. Hare at, you are Mikudeshes, designated. Taisves, Dav Gimel, Masech de Kedushin, Ein Mikudeshes Ela Lashon Miyuchedes. And they put the translation, holy, consecrated means holy. This is a Churban. It's a Shaila, a Kedushay Tos. If someone reads the translation and he thinks that's what he's saying, it's a Shaila of Kedushay Tos. What's going on over here? How could this mistake get by all these years? Weiter. Omar. So there's one yesoid. The yesoid is that there's no such thing as charata toich kidei dibur when it comes to the Shem Hashem. When it comes to all other matters of this world, there's something called toich kidei dibur. So you know what that really means? The mordi gazach. When a person gets married in the chuppah, think about the shlem, think about this.
Yeah.
He's not really married until 3 seconds pass. He says to his wife, Hare at nikudeshes li b'tavaz zo kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. It ain't over yet. There has to be silence for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Oh, now, toich kidei dibur has passed. You no longer have the ability to be oikel lemafrei what you said. Now we can say mazal tov. How do you like that? It ain't over till it's over. You have to wait the time. That time has to pass. So I want to suggest that's the reason why the minig Yisrael is that the Mesader Kiddushin and the Eidei Kiddushin, they're supposed to say immediately mikudeshes, mikudeshes, mikudeshes. You know why? They're sanctifying the 3 seconds of Shalom Olecha Rebbe Umayri. Because that moment, those 3 seconds of Shalom Olecha Rebbe Umayri is part of the Kiddushin, because until that time passes, there can be Charata. That time has to pass. So that moments that are passing are now going to be sanctified, Nikudeshes, by the Eden and the Mesader Kiddushin, by saying Nikudeshes, 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 which on the one hand means simply designated, designated. Okay, they're saying those words, Mikudeshes, Mikudesh, Mikudesh. They're saying that during that time period, in order to allow that time period to go through with part of the Kedushin. You hear the Vart?
Yeah.
See what Shuli says about this. Put this through the litmus test of Klal Yisrael, the Gadol Hadar. See what the litmus test of Klal Yisrael says about this Vart. That's why he's saying Mikudeshes, 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 because it's not over until those 3 seconds pass. The only time you do not say this principle is only when it comes to the Shem Hashem. It's too late. Once Hashem's name, you cannot go backwards. There's no going back on Hashem's name. And that's why it's called a Lav Gomor. It's a prototype of Lav Gomor. It cannot be undone. You have a Lav Hanitikli Asay. The person is in violation. You can take away the severity of the violation by doing the Asay. And the person is a Ganaf. The Heshavis Agzela, a person is of a Noisar, so burn the Noisar. So in one respect, you're taking away the severity of the Noisar, say. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you can't take it back. Once you say Yudke Vavke, it's over, it's too late. It was said in vain, there's nothing you can do about it. Other types of Dibur, you can take back. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into the next piece of Gemara. Next, Amamar. We mentioned the passing. Lefi shenema b'chore v'nakei minolon. So the more is going back, if I would think that when it comes to kilo sisa shem Hashem lashav kilo yinakeh es asher sisa eshmo lashav frek digma minolon. How do you know now? What's the more question minolon? What exactly is this question minolon? I don't know. Let's go look over here in the farsh. What is over here? What's the more question minolon? How do you know? No, the Gemara is going backwards. It says with Vinakei in general. It says by the Yud Gilmis Yumis, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum. From this we learn that doing teshuva alone brings forgiveness. So the Gemara is a question. Just because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gilmis of Rachamim, who says that just doing, engaging in those Yod Gimel Midas of Rachamim, a person achieves Kapara, Minolan. How do you know this Kapara? Minolan. The Gemara ends the town of the Brayser, but says, Eev Shalom Nake, Shekvar Nema Lo Yinake. You can't say now, it says really two things. It says, a Pugit of Navos, and it goes on to say, Vinake Lo Yinake. It really says two expressions. It says Vinake, and then it says, the lo yinake, so it's a stira. Hashem, Hashem, kol rachum, erchav rab chesavim. It's notes, 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 over mafesha v'chatoa v'nake lo yinake. Now, when you shloimi Rabinowitz, the Alkriya, when you lane, you stop after the word v'nake. The tzibur, when they express the yud gimel midos, they stop after the word v'nake. How do you know this? Because in the art school sidur, it's bold only until you come to Vinakei, right? So that's why Anshe Knesses HaGadoyla instituted that you should stop, because in the article Siddur, they only put the bold until the word Vinakei. You don't say V'lo Yinakei. The Baal Kriya, the melody is already over. He only says, he screams, Hashem Hashem, when he comes to Vinakei. So the Moritz is the Kasha. Wait a minute, how could you say Vinakei? It says Lo Yinakei in the next line, next words. Hashem does not forgive. So there is a stira mitin udrinin, the yud gimel midos haTorah, the yud gimel midos of Rachamim, mamish in the mitin udrinin. There's mamish tzvei unfangin. There's an ay unfang azoy and an ay unfang azoy that are soiser minei obey. Are you with me still?
Yeah.
How come you didn't make your bed today?
It's not my bed.
Weiter.
It's not my bad. I had my grandchildren here.
The Enochloch.
When were they here?
Demolition crew came.
Yeah, this bed hasn't been made and hasn't been slept in over a week.
Weiter.
There's another bed down here.
Another one. Another bed. I'm getting tired by looking at the bed. Vait lo yinake viav shalom lo yinake shakvar nemanake haketzad menake ulitzol. The Gemara, we have a steer in the pasuk. How do you answer this? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he only forgives those who do teshuva. That's the answer. Because we have a contradiction, yinake lo yinake lo yinake yinake lo yinake. The way we're going to resolve this contradiction, Hashem will forgive those who do teshuva. And Hashem will not forgive those who do not do teshuva. Menaki ulashavim, ve'inim menaki ulashenim shavim. Okay, that's the answer. Now we go to New Gemara. Shol Rabbi Masi ben Choresh es Rabbi Eloz ben Azai b'Roimi in Rome. Shamato arba chaluki kapara shahoy Rabbi Yishmol Dorish. I heard about the four different types of atonement in which Rabbi Yishmol was Dorished. Four different types. What are the four different types that we learned in the Mishnah? There are things which require death. And there are things that require teshuvah, and there are things that require Yom HaKippurim. And then there's another madrega. What does Rashi over here say? I heard about the four different things. Four things. That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us about the four different levels of teshuvah. Okay, what were the four different levels of teshuvah? Sheyesh aver shetzricha kol kapor zviyesh en zuzu. Okay. Let's go by. We'll see. Maybe we'll see Vitas. Let's go by. We'll see if the Gemara explains this. So I heard of you, Shamata. You heard. Arba chiluk kapara shahayu Rabbi Shmuel Darish. Rabbi Shmuel Darish, and there are four different levels of kapara. Omar shloishahein uteshuva im kol echad viachad. So I disagree. I hold there's not four. There's only three. And teshuva must accompany each one of the three levels. He explains. Okay, he comes to explain exactly what we're talking about over here. Go lechad. Ovar alasei. Vishav. So he explains. The first level is a person is in the violation of a mitzvah asay. How many asays are there? There are 248 asays. How many lois asays are there? 365. What are there more of? What are there more of? This is a very important principle in life. This is the Canadian generation. There are more
what you can't do.
You can't do. Someone made a very big groshim on me. A person went to the Rebbe and they said to the Rebbe, it's crazy. Every night I have to sign 100 papers. My child didn't talk Lashon Hara. My child didn't watch television. My child didn't go on the internet. My child didn't do this, didn't fight with this. What's the negativity? Why don't you give me some sheets to sign that my child, he behaved. My child, he benched. My child, he looked at the Gedolim pictures. My child did his homework. What do you have to... Everything I'm signing is my child didn't do this, all of these others. So the Rebbe said, you're making a very good point, but let me just remind you of something, the Rebbe said. There are more lois assays in the Torah than assays. There are 365 lois assays than there are 248 assays. And therefore, the Torah is setting you a pattern, is sending you a message. Focus on the majority. We live in a generation of positive reinforcement, unconditional love. Who says that's the proper thing to do? If the Torah wanted there to be positive reinforcement, unconditional love, then the Torah should have given us more assays than lois assays. No, lois assays, no. Don't do a couple of things, but focus on all the good. Torah says no. There are more lois assays than assays. So, here we have a person that was in the violation of an assay. Shloisha says, Teshuvim kol echad v'yachad, Dorish, Omar, Shloisha hein, there are three, Teshuvim kol echad v'yachad, Over al asay v'shof, Ein oizaz misham ad shemoichlin loy, until he is forgiven. Immediately, instant gratification. This is perfect for our generation, the microwave generation. I want it now, and I want it hot. Instant gratification. Shuvu vanim shavavim, as it says, in the pasuk, shuvu return vanim shavavim, shmois va'era bo b'shalach yisro mishpatim, chum mitzave, va'yachal b'kudei, right? Shavavim, shuvu vanim shavavim. That's how it says in the Torah. And how do you pronounce it? Shavavim became shavavim. And what do we do during these weeks? During these weeks of the Parashat Shemot, we are do teshuva for chatas n'urim for shmira sabris, right? Avar al aloisase. Let's say a person is in violation of aloisase. The also teshuva, the teshuva, teshuva. So what does it say? We use this in first like the tana. Teshuva is toile. The teshuva suspends. V'makipur mechaper shenemar ki ba'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoisechem. Okay, that's category number two. Category number three. Avar al kresos. Let's say a person goes around al kresos and misas bezdin. The also teshuva. So it's not going to be sufficient. It's not going to be sufficient. He needs to have teshuvah, yom kippurim, toilim. The yisurim. Now this is very scary. This we did not have until now. This is a naya concept. In the Mishnah, this was not mentioned. The principle of suffering in this world. Okay? This world, there's a lot of suffering in this world. Rahman l'tzlan. The yisurim memarkin. What does it mean, memarkin? It doesn't say forgive. It says it dilutes. What does it mean, memarkin? What is the precise translation of this word? We should really know what this word means because the whole life is all about this. Yisurin is memarkin esachet legamri. Over here in the Masift, it says complete atonement. It melts it away. What does it mean, memarik? What is it? I don't have a precise translation of this word. Hamidchas chinuch kosev shabishmol cholik al mishnah shlofi al mishnah chayv kriyas al mishnah bezin harayim chayv elavin. He disagrees. The tshuva yom kippur mulvan mechamim b'lesach yisurim v'chein near b'tayisus in gurim mishkos shabrayis l'el shalma. This over here is coming to be cholik. Over here he says that is that you, he needs the mishnah. We said in the mishnah that doing teshuva together with yom kippur does the whole job. Here it says it's not going to do the whole job. There needs to be also yisurim. Rashi, what does Rashi say over here? Shuvanim kibim mozeb doesn't say. Back to the Gemara. Hashem says, I will visit upon you b'shevet pisham, with the rod of your sin. So the shevet means like a makeh, to hit. Uvinigoim, and with the nega avoinam. So for a pesha, there's going to be a shevet. And for the avoin, there's going to be a nega. A pesha means a sin that was done accidentally, and an avoin was done b'mezid. If it was done accidentally, so then it's just going to be a tap, a shevet. If it's done with mezid, an avoin, then it's going to be a much greater intensity. It's going to be with a nega. Aval, now we come to Naya Madrego. This is the very important Gemara. This is my favorite daf in the whole Shas, this Gemara, because of this Gemara. You know that? Did you know that, Shlomi? Tonight will be my favorite daf, because this daf is something that is so favorite. All the darshan, they all talk about this. Avol mi sheyesh chil Hashem biyadai, ein lekech b'shuva. Litlois, chil Hashem. Then there's no koyach in teshuva litlois, to suspend. V'loi b'yoyim akipurim lechaper. V'loi b'yisurim lemorek. Lemorek means to purge. I don't know what the word means. Let me go look. We should know what this word means. We don't have any clarity what this word means. Morek. Let's see what it says over here, what this word means. Morek. Morek. Nu mem resh kuf. Mem resh kuf is soup. It says here it means putty. It means to dilute, I think. It means to dilute, to where it becomes like, you know, it's so much liquid, it's like bottle, it's just like disappears. Fine. Ela kulon toilin, when it comes to chil Hashem, so then teshuva, a person needs all of the above. Teshuva, yom kippurim, yisurim, that will be toilin, umisa, death, mimorekes. Misa is the final purge. The final purge of Chil Hashem. Shnemar, v'niglo b'oznei Hashem tzivokos. It was revealed. V'niglo b'oznoi. It was revealed in my ears. How do you translate this pasuk? V'niglo b'oznei Hashem tzivokos. Im yichupar he'ovoin hazel lochem atimuson. It was revealed in the ears of Hashem. What does that mean? It was in my ears or Hashem's ears? How do you translate this pasuk? Pshuto shel mikra. Is there Rashi here? Be'oznei Hashem Tzavokas. Omer Hanavi. Be'oznei. Oh. It was revealed to my ears, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said. So those, you have to translate the words a little more creative. That Hashem spoke into my ears. There was no distortion. There was no electronic sound which could have been distorted. Hashem spoke directly into my ears. That the chait of Chil Hashem will not be atoned until death. Okay? Right. Now the Rebbe wants to know this mamish. What is hechidom yichil Hashem? What is chil Hashem? I'm Rav going ano. So Rav said like ano. Going ano. Isha kilna bishra mitabchav lo yivne dame la altar. If I take meat on credit, I go into the store and I say, please give me some meat, and I don't pay them immediately, that is a chilul Hashem. I did nothing wrong. It's expectation. The people look at this person, he's a Rav. He's an Adam, he has a higher standard. The Mavir is introducing to us the principle that different people have different standards, and people have an expectation of great people to have higher standards, and if they fail to follow the standards that is expected of them, that is called the Chil Hashem, and for that, Yom HaKippurim, Teshuvah, Yisudim, is not Mechaper until death. I'm going to buy it. Where they don't keep records, they don't demand. In other words, you know, it's credit. Aval ba'asha detavi less lon ba. But let's say when you go and you buy meat, even if everyone it's on record and they're going to make it a collection, they're going to send you the bill in the mail, then that's not called the chilul Hashem. Everyone knows that he's going to have to pay the money. Look at the Rashi. Rashi of Yeh says, listen to the Rashi of Yeh. When I delay payment, I'm a gazlan. People are going to learn from me. It's the duty of the buyer to bring the money. Then it's a chil Hashem. But let's say they come around, there's an account. What's your telephone number? You want to buy meat? It's we're putting on your account, and then everyone knows it's going to pay. There's no difference if it's not Chil Hashem. Amar Ravina, Umos Mechasya, the sequel Mos Mechasya, Asher the Tavihu, it's a place where they Toivea, the mail of Ravina, therefore there's no difference, it's not going to be called Chil Hashem. Vaita, Abaya, Kiddushakal Bishra, when Abaya, when he would buy meat, Kiddushakal Bishra Mitre Shutfe, when Abaya would buy meet from two partners, you have Zuzza Lahai, Vizuzza Lahai, Vahod Mekar Vluhu Gabi Hadadi, Vyavid Khushpana. He was makbid to make sure that both partners knew that he paid them both. Why? Because if he would not do, then there would be a Chil Hashem that maybe I didn't pay the full amount. I only paid money. We'll look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Yav Zuzza Lahai. Each partner should know that I pay the other partner. Next, if I walk arba amos beloy tyre uvloy tfilin, that's a chil Hashem. If I walk 4 amos, that's a chil Hashem. Yitzchak debated Rabbi Yani Amar Kol Shechaverav Mispayshin Machmas Shemu Asoy. Any person that his friend is embarrassed because of Shemu Asoy, that's a Chil Hashem. What does that mean? Rashi Machma Shem Ra Hayoytse Olav. If you have a friend and they say something bad about the friend, that's a Chil Hashem. No, it's the certain people, if you hear that he went to a baseball game, let's say you're friends with this guy, and I saw your friend by the baseball game. So, big deal. Good for him. But if you say that you're rough, I saw him by the baseball game, what? The rabbi doesn't go to a baseball game. That's called the Chilul Hashem. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Machmas Shem Ra Hayotze Olav." If someone is saying something that's not pleasant, and you're embarrassed, that means that's called Rei Chilul Hashem. Next. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak going to call Amri Inshe Shor Lemori Leplanya. If people have to say, "May Hashem forgive him." Yimchol Yoitzroy al Masov. Abaya Mokitanyu Vahafta Ace Vilhafta Ace Hashem Lokacha She Shem Shemaim Misahev al Yotcha. Shehe Kore Vishoine, a person should read and learn Mishnayis, Umshamish, Talmud Chachamim, Vimasu Matnoi, Benachas, Im Habrish, be delicate, Ma Habrius Omer Salav, they say about him, this, he's just like Rabbi Shaul Lehman. A person who is Messiah with the Olam, they say about him that this is a Rabbi Shaul Lehman person. Ashrei Avim Shalom de Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalom de Torah, Oy Lohem Lebriya Shalom de Torah, Ploini Shalom at Torah, Ru'u Kama Noim Drachav, Kama Misukonim Masav, Olav Akosav Oimer, Vayomer Li, Hashem said to me, Avdiata, Yisrael Limin, it says here, Refresh the Gemara. Asher b'cho espoer. It is in you that I take pride. You see that? Is our Rebbe here? Is the Rebbe here? Rebbe Shalim, is he listening to Shir? Where is he? Gewaldik. You see what it says over here? Vital. Don't worry, he's not going to explode. You're so humble. It's not shaykh. Avu mi shekoyle v'shoyne u'mashamish talmidei chacham v'ein ma'asoy ma'atanoi b'amuna. He's not an erlich yid. Then ain the ain dibura benachas mabrius mabrius oimer salav oy loy leploini shalom atayra oy loy liav shalom atayra oy loy lerav shalom atayra ploini shalom atayra roy kam mukhmukul kol masav. What a disaster. The kam mukhu adam deracha of elokos of oimer beemor lechem am hashemele umi artsa yatsu. When they'll say about them, ah, taka, the Jews, that's why they were exiled, because they're corrupt. They have been exiled from the land because they're corrupt people. So therefore, no, this guy's a piece of work. He's a real piece of work, this guy. Teshuvah is a gewalt gezach. If we only did teshuvah, Corona would be out the window. It would be mefu'ul le'olam. Shnemar, erpa mishuvah sam oyavim nedava. Hear the drush? The word mishuvah sam means from their backsliding. Erpa in the pshutay shalmik means Hashem will heal us from going backwards. Going backwards. Oyavim, the one who loves, the oyavim nedava. The Gemara is making a drasha. And the drasha over here is erpa. Refuah comes mit teshuvah sam, when a person does teshuvah. It's a drush. I will heal you. I will bring refuah to the veld when you do teshuvah, the zuchus of doing teshuvah. Oy haveim, those who love them with nidava, though the one that Hashem loves them nidava with a gracious love, a gracious dosage of love. Rabbi Chama ben Rechani caught Rami. He posed the stira. Save it. One person says, "Shuv anim shayvavim." Return, you wayward children. The Meikad, it says, "The Meikad shayvavim." They were wayward from the very beginning. Atem. Uchsev erpa mishuvay sechem. That I will heal you when you will first return. No, as they're going to do, they're going to come back later. Leikasha kan meava kan meyira. Nachma. One part. Shuv anim shayvavim. The Meikara Shaivavim. What does that mean? What do you mean the Meikara Shaivavim? How far will the Tshuva go? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Kameava. Wait, let's see Rashi. The Meikara Shaivavim Atem. Kishetasu Tshuva Ma'alia Aleichem Ki'ilu Techila Sachet Al Yidei Narus Ushtus Vishaivavas. Ah. So it says, Shuvu Vanim Shaivavim. It's a foolishness. When you do teshuva, we reflect upon your sin as being an act of shtus. And the other pasuk says, no. Shuvu Vanim. One pasuk says, Nachum, one pasuk says, Shuvu Vanim Shaivavim. It was a shtus. V'chsev Arab, I will heal you, Mishuvay Seichem, which means you got a real problem. It's not a shtus. You've really gone off the derech. Lakasha kame ava kame yira. Shuv me ava takes you all the way back as if it was used a shtus. Rabbi Yehuda Rami. Ksiv says about the shuvanim shuvavim yarapam yishuvah sechem. Ksiv says hinei anochi ba'alti bochem. I have become your husband. Lakachti eschem echad meir v'shlami mishpacha. So what's the kasha? One pasuk it says you're my children, a ben. And the other part, I'm your husband. It's much better to be a child than a husband. What's the answer? When you do truv me'ava, you're a child. When you do truv me'ira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the husband. what's the answer? Khan al yidei yisurim. When you do tshuva me'av miyira, then you become a child. When it's only through yisurim, then we'll call them. We'll call slaves.
Quarto,